each day I feel a little bit better. You know, it's getting real comfortable in the scheme. The small details, those are getting down packed. So it feels, it come out here, feel better every day playing with the guys.
Special teams, I know, is a big niche for you. You know, talk about what does it take to make a good special teams player, a great special teams player?
Well, I feel like, to play special teams, you have to have a high motor and a great work ethic, because every special teams play, most of the time, is just one single play. So you have to go your hardest on one play at a time. And, you know, the people that do that successfully, I feel like those are the ones who make an instant impact.
Do you have to have a certain kind of mindset, you know, when you're just running down there on coverage units and stuff?
My mindset when I go down there, I just want to be a wrecking ball. You know, I feel like nobody can stop me. Somebody get in my way, I got to move them. I got to bowl through them.
What's that feeling like when you get to be that wrecking ball, when you get to be the man that makes that hit on special teams? Because you know that really fires the crowd up.
Yeah, to me, it feels good. But when I make a tackle on special teams, I instantly think to myself that when I have the opportunity again, I want to be the one to do it, because I like that feeling. I want to have that feeling constantly.
Special teams is a niche, but you want to do more than that. I mean, you're making progress at corner. The coaches have said good things about your work. You know, what's your goals on that?
Well, you know, for one, I want to continue to, raise the level of play that I have on special teams, you know, to maintain my niche with that. But also at corner, I want to emerge as someone who's in the lineup consistently and, you know, ultimately become a starter and just show the world what I can do and help my team any way I can.
A lot of people talked about, you know, this team drafting a cornerback, but it waited a little while to do it. Do you feel like that gives you more opportunities at the corner position because they didn't draft high there, that they are looking at the guys that are already here?
You know, I feel that way, but either way, if they would have went high in the draft or, you know, seventh round, it really didn't matter to me, because I knew that I was going to have to come out here and earn my keep every day, because, you know, in the NFL, it's about what have you done lately. So if I just come out here and make plays consistently, I feel like I'll be all right.
What's it been like working with Carnell Lake as your coach?
Well, you know, Carnell Lake is someone who I've been a fan of growing up. You know, he's to my eyes, he's a sure Hall of Famer. So it's kind of a dream come true to be coached by someone like him. You know, it's easy to listen to him. It's easy to understand what he's saying and believe what's coming out of his mouth, because I've seen him do the things that he's asking of us. And it's just a great feeling to know that, you know, you're being coached by somebody with that kind of pedigree and background.
You work at safety some when you were with Jacksonville. Is corner more position geared towards you?
Well, in college I played corner all 4 years, so I feel like that's my natural position. But coming into the league, especially as an undrafted free agent, you know, whatever they asked of me, that's what I was going to do. And when I moved to safety, I just accepted it and tried to get out there and do the best I could and learn the scheme the best I could. But when I came back here, moving back to corner definitely made me happy, and I feel like that's the best fit for me.